Kris Kristofferson writes songs that people love to sing.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose and let it fall.
Songs like Help Me Make It Through the Night from 1970. Jerry Lee Lewis recorded a version. So did Joan Baez, even Elvis. So the voice on the radio often belonged to someone else, but it was always Kris Kristofferson's music and his words.
Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light.
Kristofferson has had a long career, writing songs covered by the likes of Johnny Cash and Janis Joplin. He's a Country Music Hall of Famer with a few movies to his name, too. He is 76 now and still writing songs. When he's not out touring, he's back home in Hawaii, but success hasn't gone to his head.
I spend most of my time on my tractor mowing the grass around there.
You would think that Kris Kristofferson could pay someone to mow his lawn, though.
Oh, no, that's my favorite therapy. Nobody can mess with me on the tractor.
He's off the tractor for the time being, performing new music. His latest album is called Feeling Mortal, and this is the title track.
Wide awake and feeling mortal at this moment in the dream. That old man there in the mirror, shaky self-esteem.
I spoke with Kris Kristofferson while he was in Nashville, the city that launched his career so long ago, and I asked him why he's started to really feel those years.
Well, you know, every album that I've done since they let me start doing them has always been for me sort of a summation of what I'm going through at the time. And this is that time of my life, when you start becoming aware of mortality. And it's a lot more pleasant than I thought it would be.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I have no regrets. I feel very grateful for the life that I've had, you know, the family I live with. And I've been doing the work that I love ever since I came to Nashville.
There are things I didn't necessarily know about you when I was doing a little bit of background reading, and some of our listeners may not know, including the fact that you were a Rhodes Scholar.
Mm.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
But back then, that young Kris Kristofferson who went to Oxford, what was going through his mind? What did that young guy want to do with his life?
Well, I wanted to be a creative artist. It was a kind of a blessed existence, you know. I'd gotten to be in college and got to play football and box and do the things I love to do. And I think what Oxford did was, you know, rather than our liberal arts education, where you have to study a lot of different things, I got to get really involved in William Blake and Shakespeare.
Did you already know you wanted to be a songwriter?
I've been writing songs since I was a little boy. You know, I think I wrote my first song when I was 11.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, it's called I Hate Your Ugly Face.
I don't suppose you can indulge us with a couple bars.
Well, let me see. It says, you heard a lot of singers moaning of the loves they've lost. They're always true to their long lost dear, no matter what the cost. I want you to hear I ain't crying in my beer. This is how it goes with me. The happiest day of my unhappy life was when you set me free.
Wow.
I hate your ugly face. I see it every place. Follows me wherever I try to go. Your skin is tan like leather. It looks just like a heifer. Oh, I hate you, dear. I think you ought to know.
Wow, love and hate and tears and beer. I mean, that's a lot for an 11-year-old.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that I wasn't talking on personal experience there.
We'd love to play one of your earlier songs to kind of channel that chapter of your life. Johnny Cash made this song a particular hit. It's called Sunday Morning Coming Down. And let's listen to your performance of this.
Well,
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt.
What comes to mind when you hear that voice from that time?
I'm just real grateful that for that song, because it opened a whole lot of doors for me. So many people that I admired it. Actually, it was the song that allowed me to quit working for a living.
There's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as it sounds. On the sleeping city sidewalks, Sunday morning coming down.
I'd love if you could talk a little bit about your experience as one of the highwaymen.
Oh, wow. That's
this is you and Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and Johnny
Waylon
Cash.
And Johnny Cash.
Let's play a little bit of that title song. It's called The Highwayman.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
You have to know that every time that I'd be standing there on stage, at least at some point in the show, I had to just pinch myself to realize that I was really up there on the stage. Every one of these guys was my hero before I even knew him, you know. I mean, because really, the first time I ever heard Waylon, I was a janitor at the recording studio at Columbia Recording in Nashville, and I volunteered to do a Saturday session.
Saturday cleaning shift.
Yeah, when Waylon was doing a demo, and I'd never heard anything like him. You know, it was a real eye-opener to find myself on the same stage with these guys, because Johnny Cash, as human as he is or was, he always felt like something right off of Mount Rushmore.
And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
I want to play a little more music from your newest album. There are a couple love songs on this album.
Why do you say it with such surprise?
Well, I'm mostly surprised because they're about unrequited love.
Well, that happens to everybody, doesn't it?
I suppose so. Let's listen to a little bit of this particular track. It's called My Heart Was the Last One to Know.
Taking time, you got by these defenses of mine. Oh, I tried not to let you slip through. And when you worked your way to the back of my mind, it was too late to stop loving you.
So, Mr. Christofferson, is this about someone specific?
Well, yeah. I mean, really heart and soul songs are written from personal experience.
I don't suppose you're going to tell us who it was.
No. No. I got enough people in my life, in my background, who have suffered enough bruises for me. They don't need another one.
They could sense you with something too good to be true. But my heart was the last one to know. Yes, the heart is the last one to know.
I'd like to go back to that first track on the album, Feeling Mortal, and there's a lyric in there. It says, God Almighty, here I am. Am I where I ought to be? Did you get an answer to that question? Are you where you ought to be?
Well, I feel like it. To my surprise, I feel nothing but gratitude for being this, you know, old and still above ground, living with the people I love. I've had a life of all kinds of experiences, most of them good. And I got 8 kids and a wife that puts up with everything I do and keeps me out of trouble.
And as long as you get to spend some time on the tractor mower in Maui?
Yeah, yeah, which I will in a day.
Kris Kristofferson talked to us from Nashville, Tennessee. His new album is called Feeling Mortal. Mr. Kristofferson, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Well, thanks for the nice question. I appreciate it.
Most his lifetime he's been wasted on the wine of life he's tasted.
You can hear a few tracks from Kris Kristofferson's new album at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
Funky, unfamiliar bed.